Hello there, listeners, and welcome to Insert Question Here, the podcast from University Radio Nottingham, where I give my panel the answers to questions that I want them to guess. I love the way they're all looking at me, trying to think of...
This is the really slow pace you've got going there. It's like, half the podcast is going to be explaining what's happening. The brutality has already begun.
Sorry. I was going to say, I should probably introduce who's on the panel. First up, you heard there, was our special guest who we actually just can't get rid of. It's Abby.
Hi.
Next up, it's one of only two viewers of Formula E.
Formula E.
Whatever on earth that is. It's Ella Vidrinska.
Hello.
And finally, it's generic blonde girl number one, Hattie Hughes.
Insert hair flick.
Is that a new podcast you've got going on?
After insert question.
Insert hair flick.
So, your first answer
Wasn't
for...
Was he a character in Hello, Hello? Sorry.
What, hair flick?
There was an air something. I've just realised that it's the kind of... Sorry, carry on with the podcast.
Something happened there, listeners, but you can figure out what that was because I can't.
All of Ella's references are quite old. I'm not going to lie.
She's essentially a walking, talking Radio 4.
She's a middle-aged, balding man.
When trapped in the body of a 20-year-old.
Don't blow my cover!
Your wigs move slightly.
Well, let's be fair. This first question is fairly applicable for that.
Okay.
The answer is Rome.
Julius Caesar.
No, it is a multiple choice question again.
A word.
No, as in, like, Rome. Where did he live? Okay, do you know what the really cool thing is? This is a random cool fact. There used to be 10 months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Ella's nodding like she knew this.
I think we're all nodding, aren't we?
Julius Caesar named July and August after himself.
Yeah.
Augustus. Well, Augustus Caesar named August, but.
As the classic student, I feel I have to put out that he didn't actually do it. It wasn't until years later that someone else did. And then Nero tried to change the name of April just randomly. He was like, hey, these guys have got July and August named after them. I want a month. So he tried to change April to name it after himself.
Why April?
Was like,
why is a vendetta against April?
I don't know, but everyone was just like, stop being an idiot, get on with your job.
And then he killed them all, because that's what he did.
Well, firstly, there's a few things to say. Firstly, there's also, that's why Sept, Oct, Nov, Dec don't correspond to 7, 8, 9, 10 as they do everywhere else. And secondly, the year used to start in the middle of March, I think. It used to be March the 24th of one year and then March the 25th of the next year.
And then they went, shouldn't we just do it by the first, maybe?
The first of the first. But as in, the first of the first wasn't the first of the first.
Shall we bring this podcast back to its natural level by saying the first time I've heard Nero not referred to as the coffee shop was just a minute ago? So thank you, Ella.
Bands. Oh, do you want an anecdote?
No!
Wow.
This podcast lasts 9 hours.
I did Latin with one of my friends. We self-taught Latin at GCSE.
Of course you
and
did.
She's really gullible. She's brilliantly gullible. So I told her that Cafe Nero was named after the emperor. She fell for that. So I was like, right, I'm going to capitalize on this. So I told her that he had a brother called Costa. Which she also fell for. I then forgot I told her this until she was explaining it to our history teacher. And I just had to run in and, like, make signals by him. But, like, just shut up. And then,
abandon ship.
Run away slowly. We haven't spoken since.
So your multiple choice answers to this question are London, Paris and Rome.
Capital of Italy.
Nope.
Not capital of England.
A little bit less...
Not named in a song.
Yeah,
we're
left out
some.
Of From Paris to Berlin.
For Song by the Beautiful South. Rotterdam. Rome is named... Sorry, I've stopped talking.
Are we getting a middle-aged band moment here?
No, it's which city is furthest south?
Well, not ever, surely.
Of those three?
Of those three, okay. Because I could think of many that are further south than Rome.
The Romans changed the months, they changed
the
directions.
Latitude, yeah.
True south.
Yeah, all roads lead south was the original version of that saying. Your next...
Rome wasn't built in a day, but we changed the calendar!
That was a great history joke, I'm quite proud of that.
Your next answer is Manchester.
Which city is not as far south as Rome?
This is a ridiculous question for kids. It's more applicable for the OAP version of...
Right, my moment has come. I don't know.
Who did Leeds supporters hate?
Where Oasis
Industrial
from?
Capital of the UK? Is that Birmingham?
No, think of TV.
Okay.
Where is a television show
the
set?
BBC set.
Yeah.
Emmerdale.
Nope.
Coronation. No.
I don't know.
I will give you Coronation Street. It's not quite a ding, but it's what's the closest city centre for the young residents of Coronation Street to have a night out?
So let me point out, it's not a real place.
Yes.
Coronation Street is not appropriate for young children. I can't watch it, and I'm quite old.
You're not allowed to watch it.
I'm not allowed to because apparently it would scare me too much.
Does the screen go to black and they're like, nope, sorry,
my parents,
can't
they were like, you wouldn't enjoy it, it's inappropriate, so I leave a room.
Do you watch EastEnders though?
No, that would scare me also.
I was gonna say,
do people still live there? That's what I never get. Like,
yes, no, agree.
After you, someone's like going, oh, a house has just come up at like Albert Square.
Yeah, but you know why, right?
There's a force field around it. They can't leave.
Yeah, but you know exactly why. It's because if you ever went on like Rightmove or one of those property websites, murder in local area, £10,000 house. probably worth it.
Don't live near Saunders, people.
Your next one, and my word, this could cause controversy, kind of. Don't write in, listeners, if you are this way inclined. Your next one is Bethlehem.
We have listeners?
Sorry, Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
Where did Mary and Joseph, is it go to for an inn? I went to a Catholic convent for 6 years of my life, and I didn't know that.
Well, I want to point out many things about Bethlehem, the first of which it comes from the Hebrew word meaning house of bread.
Ooh.
Bethlehem.
I doubt that it's that advanced, to be fair.
No, it's not. And also that there are two Bethlehems in Israel, and they actually think that the one everyone goes to is the wrong one.
I actually did know that. Blonde girl gets a brain cell.
But that's not, neither of those. You're close. You're close with the question.
Where did they ride a donkey?
No, think even easier.
Where was Jesus born?
Bingo. Hey. What was the birthplace of Jesus Christ?
You're doing too well. OAP, get out.
Because she knew.
You went to a convent and you didn't get that.
I went to Church of England Primary School. It's like,
I feel I need a disadvantage.
Yeah,
what is
Jesus, right?
Vaguely.
He's relatively famous.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah.
I believe in this full title.
That's a documentary.
Alice Cooper is King Herod.
Yeah.
Your next answer is Harry Potter.
Who was not born in Bethlehem?
I was going to say, are we going to make a joke about potentially being as fictional? Or?
Who is equally famous as Jesus? The one person on the planet.
Who was the hero of the series written by J.K. Rowling?
No, that's
the boy
a good
who
idea.
Lived?
No.
Is it going to be one Jesus. Of these stupid ones like, which two words come before and the Philosopher's Stone?
No, we have had a few of those
We've
questions,
We've been
but
burned
no.
by these questions before.
Who was invented by J.K. Rowling?
No.
Who had a lightning scar?
No, we're looking
who
for...
Who fought Voldemort?
No, we're
who
looking...
went to Hogwarts?
No. I mean, these what? Are all right they're answers, all... but they're not the one on the card. We're looking for
Who's called
relatives.
The greatest wizard without doing any magic in the entirety of the first film? Like, that's just...
No, he does have a good point.
Who features more on Tumblr than anywhere else?
That's the Supernatural.
We're looking for relatives.
Who is the son of Lily and James Potter?
Bingo.
Stop doing well.
Why is that the one question? Of all the questions you could ask about Harry Potter.
What fictional character's parents were James and Lily? I think because the other questions will have been asked somewhere else, but this is just the one we've got.
Weird fact. Everybody, well, there is a girl who is writing a dissertation on the fact that J.K. Rowling stole all of her ideas from Roald Dahl.
Really?
Isn't all writing recycled anyway? So you can say that.
I've heard that apparently Neil Gaiman's really annoyed at J.K. Rowling because apparently they have the same publisher and he'd phoned with this idea about a boy wizard at a magic school, and then they were like, no, don't do that. And then a little while later, the idea for Harry Potter came out. But I don't believe that.
No, that's
I
quite
think
a
bit anyway.
Oh, what's the word that Stephen Fry can't pronounce? And then she put it in every single book
oh,
after
no.
that.
I've heard this story, but I can't remember what it
Is
was.
It like Bubble or Bauble or something? It began with a B, and it was in every single.
Michael Bublé makes a surprise appearance in Harry Potter.
He's like the central character, didn't you know?
They're like going into a bath, and it's like, Michael, what are you doing here again? Stop singing jazz, just get away.
Just haven't
it's
met you
It's not Christmas.
Yeah, back in your box.
Maybe that's where he is for the other 11 months of the year. He's using the flu network
or
something.
He's the Defence Against the Dark Arts teacher.
No, because they're only there for a year.
Well, yeah, but they, like, replaced him every year. So did he do a stint as that?
Maybe. We'll find out.
He's Hagrid's Christmas elf.
What?
And on that note.
Next question.
The next one is Daddy Longlegs.
What am I terrified of?
What is currently in my room, so I'm in the studio
what
instead?
What currently contains enough poison to kill 5 grown men?
I didn't think they bit.
I'm never
going
back in my room.
If they could
bite.
No. Oh, if they could bite.
They contain enough poison to kill 5 grey men.
Okay. No, it's another one of these multiple choice questions. And it's not bizarre. No, it's not.
Is it going to be something like mummy short legs?
No, it's not. It's. Oh, no, they could go for a funny one, but it's bumblebee, daddy long legs, or dragonfly.
What has the most legs?
No, I think they're probably the same. The woolen turks.
I'm sorry.
What has the thinnest legs?
Dragonfly.
What?
The longest legs.
Nope. Yes. Yes.
What's your name?
What is named after a parent?
Nope.
What has daddy issues?
What's the common name?
Which one's actually adopted?
What's the common name for daddy long legs?
It's daddy long legs.
Daddy long legs.
Sorry, what is the not common name of a daddy? I don't know what.
Spider?
It's a crane fly. What is the common name for a crane fly?
Crane fly strikes more fear in me than daddy long legs, to be fair.
That's probably why they've given it a cutesy name for kids.
Anything that's smaller than me and crawls just bleh.
Babies.
You're about to say
child. More children. You're like, get it away.
I know people who are like that.
I had to abandon my room for like half an hour the other day. 6 a.m. because a wasp had arrived.
Oh, no, I might.
I've just surrendered the room to the wasp. I'm now homeless.
And your final answer for today's show, rollerblading.
What do I really wish I could do so I could be one of those cool people in like Central Park in America on films that like, you see, but I can't.
No.
What is an impossible sport?
I'd have been really surprised if that had been the question.
What is the one thing that you shouldn't allow in a restaurant and yet is sometimes?
Is it?
Diners in America, sometimes you get them rollerblading. You shouldn't allow anyone on wheels to be bringing you...
Again, Friends isn't a documentary, Abby.
But it is.
They're on a break.
I haven't seen Friends.
Glow in the
what
dark.
What were the original Heelys?
What kind of shoes do the cast of Starlight Express wear?
That's such a good play theme thingy.
Musical,
that's there the one.
And if you like musicals, no, I won't do it.
I'm just giving you free rein to do it because it was actually appropriate that
showtime, time. Showtime, 6 or 7 p.m. Sunday
and we're
going to
cut that out.
I'm just going to cry myself to sleep.
No, this is quite a bad question, to be honest. What word beginning with R?
Because all the others were stellar.
They were good because they were guessable. The Harry Potter one was good.
You can make a children's trivia quiz.
What word beginning with R means the same as inline skating?
Wow, that's advanced for me. I can barely follow the question.
I wouldn't have got that at all.
No.
And that's why we're using the children's version, dare I say. So at the end of that quiz, today's winner is Abby. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. I wanted to clap, but then I was like, do I clap?
It's like an awkward pause.
Normally I insert a pun here, but I've not written any down because I couldn't think of any.
I'm just bitter. I should have won.
It should have been me.
Every week.
Are you Vicar of Dibleying that?
I love that episode so much. It's such a good moment. Sorry, I'm gone.
And on that note, we will leave you for today's show. Thank you very much for listening to Insert Question Here, and don't forget to subscribe for more. We will see you next time.